Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Welcome to Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinky goodness. I'm Alicia.
I'm David, and if you're not drunk, this isn't going to be very funny.
We heard that line this week. We love it.
That's one of the best quotes of the week. First off, welcome live studio audience.
Yes, welcome. So, welcome to chat room. Hey, guys.
Also, if you want to get a hold of us and you're not in the chat room or in the live studio audience, you can get us at... PubCrawl@VegasVideoNetwork.com. That is PubCrawl@VegasVideoNetwork.com. I can't hear very well.
Are your ears muffled by long tracks of hair?
Yes.
What's that toll-free listener line?
It is 866-966-4599. Look at that.
Look at you.
Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the LV Locals. The network is Vegas Video Network.
Check us out on Roku.
That is the awesomest. I was watching Dracula all night last night on Roku.
All night long?
All night long. I just watched it over and over again. Well, no, it's Halloween weekend, of course. Hence our get-ups. And
hence your get-up.
Well.
I just like to wear the horns.
I like Roku. What's that? Crackle? Pretty cool. The best channel on there, though, is Vegas Video Network.
Yes.
Also, the great KSHP 1400 AM Las Vegas Friday nights. New time, 8 to 12.
There you go.
Yep.
You have a curl of hair that's going to stick in your eyeball. Look out. Danger, danger.
Yes. Also, iTunes. We're on iTunes, audio and video. Best thing to do this, just go Las Vegas Pub Crawl. Boom. We're the number one rated drinking Las Vegas video show ever. Just ever.
Speaking of drinking.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh?
We're about to do Cocktail of the Week. And we made a tester. Normally we do testers at the show, but last night we made it last night. We made one. This might be the best cocktail of the week ever. Tasting.
Ever.
So without further ado, please, drum roll, please. Cocktail of the week! I'm fixing my microphone.
And we're back
to Pub Crawl. Okay, this is the greatest drink we've ever made.
It's a classic cocktail.
That's what we started doing. We started searching for classic cocktails and for classic cocktails of ingredients we already had. So, ladies and gentlemen, now this is a controversial, not really controversial, but there's a lot of debate about this particular cocktail. There's like eight of them or seven. Anyway, it is the...
Variations.
Right. It's the Corpse Reviver. This particular is number two.
Corpse Reviver number two.
Corpse Reviver. Gin. Lily Blanc. I didn't know that's how that was spelled or pronounced till yesterday. Lime juice. I didn't know how that was spelled till right now. Contrôl, which I capitalized. Not sure why. I guess because it's a brand name. And Absinthe again. Woo-hoo! All right. Explain the Corpse Reviver. Why is it called that and why is this number two?
Well, from my very brief research, which wasn't very much, the original Corpse Reviver was made of brandy. And I think it was anything that you drank after 11 a.m. I think it was what it was. So it kind of revives your corpse. That's what I
thought it was a hangover cure.
Yes, to wake up your corpse.
Right.
So you drink it after 11 a.m.
And there's a bunch of them. Everybody's got their own. What kind of happened is back in the olden days, everybody had their own Corpse Reviver. What's gonna wake you up? This happens to be the number two. But you know what? It's not everywhere number two. It's our number two. All right. I can't see very well in my...
in your...
All right,
your
so let's do this. It's a classic, so it's got all the classics in it.
And look, we got the absinthe again.
You know, oh, yes. Because any excuse to use that, it makes us goofy. so I did this last night. I just made one, and it went... Oh, I learned a tip. I might save it till the end of the show about these particular
glasses. Oh, I think you can explain it while you're making the drink.
I can. I'll make it out after. There's too much stuff here.
Okay. Right. So you need, for two drinks, 2 ounces of gin.
Well, but I'm going to do...
You can do one?
Yeah. Doing an ounce, a heavy ounce of gin.
Meh. Right. An ounce of the Lillet?
Brooker's gin. For those who require the classier type of gin. No, I don't know. I'm just saying. We had it last
fine
night.
Gin.
This stuff is awesome. We got it from some friends that happen to be in the audience right now. Yes. We drank it last night, and it was tasty goodness. I like English gin, though.
Okay. 1 ounce of the Lillet.
Okay, this is what? Wine?
I believe it's it's a wine.
It's, wow.
It's really sweet.
It really is. I don't know what it is, but it smells great.
he really can't see what he's doing because his wig is just blocking his
view. So, Lily Blanc. So I always said Lillet when I see it on the shelf, but...
1 ounce of lime juice.
I'm using just bottled lime juice, not fresh, because we roll that way.
Lillet Blanc is made from grapes.
Okay, it's like a wine-ish kind of thing. Okay.
An ounce of orange liqueur.
Which we are using Contro, because that's the good stuff. I guess you could probably use Grand Marnier. That's good stuff. But you don't want to use, like... orange schnapps or anything. That would be
terrible.
This is a classic, so you got to go.
And a drop of Epsom.
Now, I, instead of a drop, oh, it's got a cork, so you know it's good. I do just about like that.
That's like 12 drops.
No. That was a very little bit.
Okay. So it's pour into a cocktail shaker, shake it well, and pour. Yeah.
Okay. You know about these glasses?
Supposed to have a chilled glass, you know.
We happen to... have these glasses on loan from a major casino here in Las Vegas. and what we noticed last night when I made this one cocktail, it filled both these glasses. How interesting does one martini fill two glasses from a major casino? Because they're not very big martini glasses. They look normal size, but look at that. That's one cocktail into... Because if we used our home martini glasses, that'd be one.
Well, the ones at home are like this big.
So anyway, by the way, this is the greatest cocktail we've ever made.
Okay, let's see if you can duplicate what you did last night. You made this Viking happy.
That is so
very
good.
Happy.
It's boozy, I will warn you. It's a boozy, old-timey cocktail.
It's really good.
Like booze, and it tastes like...
And if you feel like garnishing, you can garnish with a cherry.
It's supposed to be a cherry, because that would look good in there, but we don't garnish, as you know.
Because that's how we roll.
That's how we roll. If you're not drunk, this won't be funny. Yeah, speaking of... drunk term.
Okay, drunk term. So this week's drunk term is deja booze.
I'm having that right now.
Yeah, so when an infrequently enjoyed drink reminds you of the last time you enjoyed it.
Oh.
So that could be a good thing or a bad thing.
You know what does that? Falernum at Frankie's Tiki Room.
Yes.
Reminds me of Frankie's Tiki Room. Funny, you can only get it there, though, so, you know.
Is that an infrequently enjoyed drink?
Okay,
Falernum,
no. It's not infrequent. You know what, by the way, this usually happens in the negative. Not to us, but we'll do, like... We know we're tequila drinkers. And we'll say, oh, give me a tequila diet, whatever, or tequila whatever. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, I can't drink tequila because, you know.
Oh, when I was in college.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
So everybody's got their, that's deja booze in a bad way.
Yeah.
So.
Can also be a good memory, though. But.
Can we just sit and drink this?
This is delicious.
Oh, it's so good.
Show's over. We got to go.
I don't know. Anyway, now that we got that, let's move on to our pub crawl adventure.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
It was a nice little station ID that I forgot to announce that was coming up. But it just came at you. Just happened.
Row.
Row. It just couldn't. You couldn't control it. You can't control Vegas Video Network. It just happens.
Out of control.
Man.
All right.
I'm gonna have you do the adventure, and I'm just gonna make another one of these.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Look at my hair. I had to take my wig out. It was driving me nutty.
Okay. Well, let's start with our adventure.
All right. Well, it was Halloween, ladies and gentlemen.
Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. So it was a action-packed weekend.
Well, it is because Halloween was a Monday, which is so great because that means you get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday to do Halloween. So we started at the horror bar that we announced last week, the Underworld. Odd night, they had a Rick James band playing.
Yes, well, this was their grand opening.
Right, but it wasn't very horror or Halloween-ish. But it was good, and it was packed, and we tried their pizza, which was good.
Pizza was very good.
Yes. Then headed over to... You got it. It's Halloween. If you remember last year's Halloween episode, ladies and gentlemen, we had the people from Frankie's Tiki Room here. They made zombies for us and Thurston Howells and all that kind of stuff. I was dressed as a robot. Well, we had to go back to Frankie's. We went on Halloween.
Well, because they had their whole place decorated in this awesome Halloween theme. They had zombie monkeys hanging in
that. They did.
And they were very cute. They were hanging along the bar, and they were zombies because all their fur was like rubbed off, and they
burned.
Looked all burned. And
but they had batteries, so you turned them on, and they kind of just flipped around.
And they had glowing eyes.
They also had a one-armed mermaid.
Yes.
Who actually was an amputee.
Yes,
that's
she was actually.
That's no fake costume, ladies and gentlemen. That's a real costume.
Yeah, so we figured out how the one-armed mermaid became one-armed because she got it was a shark attack, so she was actually all bloody and she actually put a bunch of makeup on her stump, an attack.
It was
pretty cool.
And they had a big tiki. I mean, it was really really fun. It was absolutely the smokiest I've ever seen it though.
The place was packed.
It was a little like we actually like okay this is so smoky, but it was so. Grand. It was unbelievable. And of course, is when you go to Frankie's, we knew half the people in there. As soon as you walk in, everybody's like, hey, it was just a big party. It was so fun.
Ho was there.
Ho was always there. Well, he wasn't always there, but he's there.
Ho's wherever you want to be.
Jen Aside was there.
That's right.
Oh, we got a chat room.
Oh. Maya wants to know if Frankie got their neon sign back.
You know what's funny? I saw, if you didn't notice, I think we talked about it last week, their neon sign was stolen. Not the Frankie's part, but Tiki Room was stolen. Mm-hmm. And it looked like it was all on, unless it was like on the back or
on
something.
On the back, yeah.
But we looked and it was on, so I think they got it. But it's funny, we showed up as pirates, and the doorman said, it's not the first time you guys have showed up here as pirates. And it wasn't, even though it was the first time we've been there on Halloween. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, it really was. And so... Well, we've had a couple pirate events there, and just certain times we dress like pirates
just
and go out.
Just feel like a pirate.
Sometimes we go plundering, and that's one of the places we plunder.
It happens.
So next day,
that was awesome.
We tried out. If you're around town, you'll notice there's a lot of these Michoacan.
Michoacan.
Michoacan. Anyway, there's like five of these restaurants around town. They're these Mexican restaurants, like Lindo Michoacan, Viva Michoacan. We went to Bonito Michoacan, right over in Decatur, kind of right behind, kind of by the Orleans. Right, in fact, it's right by the Orleans. And they were good.
I think of all the Michoacan so far, and this is a Mexican restaurant, in case you didn't know that.
Right.
This is the best one.
Oh, absolutely.
The best decorated.
It's also the closest to the Strip. It's right there on Decatur and right around Trop. Mm-hmm. And amazing. We did the super secret salsa. The bartender made it. By the way, bartender, unusually cute. I don't know why that's unusual, but she was really cute.
Very friendly.
For a Sunday morning, or Saturday morning, whatever it was. Saturday morning.
And then they had live entertainment in there. It was just us two at the bar, and the bar was awesome and dark. And then there was this old Mexican fella playing keyboards and singing disco, doing disco tunes.
But it was all disco, all of the Lido deck, you know. Night fever, do, you know how to do it. But all done in a Mexican accent. You know, it's really funny.
It was really cool.
You know, Fernando. You know, like it was great. There was one guy at the end of the bar but he was doing.
His name was Umberto.
Umberto?
Umberto.
How do you spell that?
H.
Umberto.
He was very good.
There was a guy at the end of the bar that was a sad drunk, though. I don't know if you noticed.
No.
He had the beards and empty shot glasses.
Oh.
Well, I don't know how that's sad, but he was doing the that thing. Like, whew. And it was, this is Saturday morning at like noon. It's funny, I did Facebook that morning and said, no, it was the next morning. Never mind. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. But that place is awesome. Love it. We'll go back.
Awesome. That was one of the best Mexican restaurants close to the Strip you're going to find. Because, I mean, there's some good ones away, but close, that was amazing. We went home, took a booze snooze. If you notice from our drunk terms from...
Yes, napping prior to going out.
Right, because this was Saturday night now. And this is Saturday night in Vegas, Halloween weekend. So we took a little booze snooze, kind of got readjusted. And then got on our Victorian outfits for the mid-century
Halloween party
at this brand new place just opened a couple months ago called The Artifice. This place is amazing. We'll start with the theme night.
So this is downtown on First Street.
Yeah, First and Charleston. It's walking distance from Frankie's Tiki Room. In fact, it's like maybe a block from there.
I don't think I'd walk it.
No, I wouldn't either because you got to go under that thing.
Yeah.
It's not the best neighborhood. Though this is in a fine neighborhood. It's in that arts district. And it's amazing. It's easy to find. It's right on First Street in Charleston.
I can't believe how big the place is.
Huge. There's like four rooms. But let's start with the party. Oh, we'll start with the building.
Private parking lot, so you don't have
They got their own huge parking lot. Right?
Pull up in there.
It's a little weird to get because you got to do a little U-turn to get in there. But whatever.
Yeah.
It's so easy to find. It's really hipster. Like, be prepared. There's going to be ironic mustaches and PBRs. I can tell you that right now. And... You know the hipster crowd. Oh my God! And they do make classic cocktails.
Oh, and actually, they are redoing their menu right now, and it'll be ready in a couple weeks.
This place.
So they didn't have a menu for us to look at, but
okay. It was
some killer drinks.
Great. I also like a bar that's got four bartenders working, at one bar.
Yes.
And the bar is one of my favorite things. Not many places do this, but I love when a bar does this, where the bar is a horseshoe shaped bar, but. The one half of the bar is in a different room than the other half. That makes for such a great drinking adventure because you can go to different sides of the bar and it's like different rooms.
It almost felt like four different rooms. You walk in and there's a whole sitting area, then there's this back kind of private section, and then there's that one half of the bar.
Right.
Then you walk around, it's another huge seating area. Right. And then you've got this whole stage. It's kind of in another room.
Showroom. It's amazing. The place is kind of an art gallery. They have a bunch of art hanging up. That's kind of what's called Artifice, and it's got this whole artsy vibe. It was amazing. The night we went to, the reason we went, I got this email maybe a month ago at least. Mid-century London, like Jack the Ripper themed, mid-1800s. So it's funny because we saw people like kind of dressed like... gangsters, it's not that they didn't know the theme, but I was joking
like wrong
guys,
century,
wrong mid century. I think they meant mid 1800s. Anyway, we were one of the only few people done, but it was a hipster bar, so you come in and everybody's dressed. But like the rest, like bunny rabbits, and they dressed. I mean, it was crazy.
That huge guy with the big cutout butterfly wings out of cardboard.
Yeah, he
kept bumping like everybody.
Arthur from The Tick.
Is who yeah.
I don't know if that's who he was going for, but he looked like that. I mean, it was crazy costumes. The one guy was all white, like a ghost. I mean, it was really, really cool. Then the band started. Well, let's get to the controversy first. On the flyer, it said from 9 to 10.
Controversy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of bars and clubs do this. They'll say from 9 to 10, cheap drinks to get you in. Because they don't want everybody showing up at midnight. So they want to kind of, get you there before 10. So 9 to 10, it was free. I think it was black.
Captain Morgan.
No, Malibu.
Oh, black. Yeah.
Yeah, Malibu. And then from 10 to 11, or 11 to 12, whatever, didn't matter. It was Jameson. But it wasn't a deal. It was free. Free.
Free for an hour. That's crazy.
Free! So we're like, well, we're getting there before, but we took the booze too, so we were like running late. So it was from 11 to 12. It said on the flyer, Jameson was free. Now, we can drink a lot of free Jameson. So we got there, and it was about 11:45 when we got there. So we had, we had to get our business on. We walked up, and I said, what's the deal right now? He's like, the bartenders knew nothing of this deal. They had one of those little teepee things. He flipped it around and goes, it looks like Malibu Black's on free right now. Whatever. So he made us two terrible. Malibu Black is awful. It tastes like Malibu. I don't know. Coconut rum, not my thing. And Coke, it just doesn't work. We're like, and it was those little puny glasses. I was like, okay, this blows. We go around the back, find the girl. I said, and called up on the phone the flyer. So, and the staff was right there taking money at the door. It's also $13 to get in. So free Jameson, like, hey, you know, that's why we came here. Well, it's not really, but yeah, that had a lot to do with it. So I'm like, you know, it said it's supposed to be Jameson, whatever. She's like, it's not, but I'll do it anyway. She kind of gave me this kind of attitude, remember? She's like, yeah. But I'll do it. So she comes over with two Jameson and diets. But then it was all sweet. Because we did show her, like, it says this. And she goes, oh, no, what happened?
Apparently their rep was running late. They had some kind of...
Oh, got there early. Yeah. So they did that from 9 to 10 instead of 10. So
they had to switch the free drinks.
But you know what? She just kept lining them up and was sweet from that moment on. She was great. She was like, it was really... They won us over with the... It's funny how you can win me over with free Jameson.
Go figure. So we got a couple drinks.
About midnight, there was a band playing when we got there that wasn't very good. I don't even know who they were. Real dirgy, kind of dark. Then this new band, this other band's coming on. We don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we're sitting in the far side, and this has happened to me maybe a handful of times in my lifetime. Have I ever been sitting there, blah, 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 having a drink, and the band's playing, and we stop and go.
We're like, we actually left the bar and went to the show.
And like, this is the greatest sounding band I've ever heard in my life. We go in. It's Hustle Club with two S's. Hustle Club.
Hustle Club. Kids.
They had green braids. I don't think they were 21. Oh, they might have been.
They were good.
They were maybe under 25, from New York. If you like death rock, post-punk, goth, kind of circa 1986, 85. Oh, my God.
They were really good. The singer had a great voice.
Yeah. He looked like the guy from Thin Lizzy. Black kid with the mohawk, good looking guy. They were all, everybody in the band was skinny and they looked good. They had two girls. they had this Asian girl bass player that had the crazy 70s makeup. They had a girl keyboardist who looked like Lady Gaga because that 70s kind of thing too. They were unbelievable. I mean, I sat there, I was so glad. I used to do that kind of music professionally. So glad I don't do that anymore, because these kids would have put us all to shame. I was like, this is
really
amazing.
Good.
Check out Hustle Club. They're literally great. So, okay, I'm like, a couple dozen Jameson. I'm on Facebook. We just saw the greatest band. You bitches missed it all. Boom, right? And then, more Jameson, whatever. And tell me, Saturday. We ain't going nowhere. So then we're hanging around, whatever, and like, oh, the next band's coming out. It's Green Jell-O, which we all know of Green Jell-O. It's like, well, whatever. I mean, I don't...
Which is now green thing. Jelly, right?
Right, because it's Jell-O syllabus. But, like, whatever. And it's like, it's going to be old punk rock guys, which is always great. We love that stuff. And the band's on stage getting ready, and it's the worst looking band you've ever seen in your life. It's just four...
A bunch of fat dudes come out, right, and they're just sloppy clothes.
They weren't even dressed, nothing. And they were playing... Oh, by the way, Artifice had the best DJ of all time. It was all 80s, but it was obscure 80s.
Like stuff you would never hear.
Right, like unless you had the album, like Hold Back the Rain. They played Duran Duran, but it's Hold Back the Rain. Anybody know Rio? Play No Hungry Like the Wolf, No Planet Earth, No Girls on Film. Hold Back the Rain! Not even The Chauffeur. Mm. Anyway, but the singer's backstage singing poorly along with the 80s. And I'm like, okay, this is either going to be good or it's going to be bad. Because they're playing, was it Shout? They were playing it was a Tears for Fears song.
Yeah.
And he was just backstage like blah 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 blah. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be, I don't know what this is gonna be.
Some people were kind of getting irritated a little bit.
Then he said, no, you still don't see the guy. And then he said, from behind the curtain, oh, by the way, if you're not drunk, this isn't gonna be very.
And he
fun.
He said, you have about 7 minutes before he starts, so go to the bar and drink.
Right.
Because if you're not drunk, this is not gonna be funny.
And we're like, okay, now I'm in.
We're like, okay, what
now
is
now? I like
happen?
That. That should be our theme. That should be our credo. So he comes out. In his underwear.
It's just his underwear.
And a t-shirt and boots.
A shirt, but it's like you could see the stuff.
Right. Well, they were boxer briefs and boots and a t-shirt, bald guy. And he came out and said, the puppet show is going to begin in a couple minutes. Like, what? Okay, now it's audience participation. You know what happens when you say audience participation? Everybody in the room starts going, oh.
People start backing out.
They're backing up. He goes, I need 10 people. There's only 50 people in the place. So 10, it's, you know, and that's like, that's 30%.
20%.
And So anyway, people start reluctantly going backstage.
Because they don't know what's going to happen.
They don't know what's going to happen. They're going to be part of this puppet show. Anyway, so next thing you know, he gets on stage, and people start coming out from backstage with these humongous foam heads or, you know,
paper mache tape together like duct tape.
Then he goes in back and puts on a big cow one. But let's not even describe this. Let's show the video I took, because this will explain everything. This is what happened. Now, you got to admit, is that like the coolest thing? That was just the opening number. They had the whole crowd dressed like that.
Yeah.
And then then you'd go back and they'd take it off, then they'd get more people come out, and then they'd do other, I mean.
More acts. I actually ended up on stage later.
You did. Now, if you look up Green Jello, their big hit was the Three Little Pigs. If you've heard, you probably heard, little pig, let me in. Not by the hair of my chinny. Oh, you were one of the, not by the hair, you were one of the.
I was the little pig.
Yeah, you were the little hippie pig. He had a peace sign and like a joint hanging out of his mouth. Your pig did. And then there was a girl, Jenna Side, was dressed as the wolf, chasing you guys around. I mean, it was literally one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
I wish you would have got footage of that, because that was cool. She put on this like killer wolf mask.
Right, and chased all you pigs everybody around. Yeah, it was.
Oh, and we forgot about there was also, in between the two shows, there was a Genocide's troop came out.
That's right, and they did fire dancing. Yes.
And they had this really hot chick come out.
But let's before we go that, chat room.
Heidi says, I don't think that would be funny even if it was drunk.
Heidi said that? Oh, it was funny.
It was great. Let me shake up another one of these, though.
Round two.
This makes me happy. You know what? Okay, by the way, I'm going to give a little piece of advice about this particular cocktail and classics, because we're going to start making classics for the next couple months. Here's the deal with classics, ladies and gentlemen. Use good gin. Use good orange liqueur, use good everything. This drink would absolutely be hideous if you use cheap stuff. Because
also use fresh squeezed lime.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, if you were to use cheap stuff in this drink, it would, because it's only booze. You can't save this with, you know, I mean, it's you know, look, get name brand gin and name brand. When it says ask for Lily Blanc, there might be some other version of that. And I know there's orange liqueurs and there's cheap gins. Don't do that. Get the good stuff, because that's all you're drinking. And that one's got a little more in it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so back to the show.
Okay, between the two awesome bands. But what a perfect band. Okay, I got to explain this, how perfect this was. Amazing original band, super like good and serious and dark and brooding kids and perfect. Then in between, hot chicks naked.
Not entirely naked.
She was as close to naked as legally possible.
She was wearing tassels. That's fine. But anyway, so she was wearing tassels and she was rolling, actually doing splits on broken glass.
Yes. Which?
Pretty cool.
She was this tiny little girl, and her underwear was you know what the kind of G-strings that are just a string? I mean, there's no fabric at all. It's just a piece of string, and then
just dental floss.
So nothing, and just nothing. Anyway, she jumped from the stage onto the broken glass, and then did splits and all this stuff on the broken glass while the other girls were doing fire.
It was really cool.
And then that happened. Then the big heads came out. I mean,
what a great show.
We were literally blown away. I mean, it was one of the best single nights ever. And we weren't even getting started. Well, we were, but we weren't even done, I will tell you that. So we hung out there for a couple more hours, kind of sobered up a bit, because we knew we got a club to go to. So, some really good friends of ours run a club over at Scoundrels. I think we might have mentioned Scoundrels before. It's kind of a biker place.
It's on Decatur.
Really, literally across the street from Bonito Michoacan. Really right there. We went over there because Delirium is a club to every other week. I think it's kind of that one of those you got to know when to go because it's kind of in the, you got to be in the know to know when to go. And we know when to go.
You can always call Scoundrels and ask them when is Delirium happening too.
In fact, yeah, or you just look up Scoundrels Pub or Delirium on Facebook or whatever. In fact, oh, I know we mentioned this before because the last time we went there, I got pierced.
Which is now gone.
It's now gone.
Sad.
We went to Hawaii and I had to take it out because
Scuba mask wouldn't
go with that.
So how was Delirium?
Awesome. Here, the best thing about Las Vegas is it doesn't take long to know a lot of people. We weren't in the door, and people were like, I think it was Liz. Don't act like you don't know me. Well, I did. She's wearing a GIMP mask.
Well, right. This is right after
the
fetish and fantasy.
Right.
Masquerade thing. And so everybody was dressed, you know, in like crazy costumes, like body, you know, whole body suits out of latex.
Yeah, she wore a whole rubber bodysuit with a rubber mask with a zipper. And it's like, well, of course I don't know you.
Don't pretend you don't know me. Like, I could tell from your voice.
So we go in there. Everybody's having a good time. It's basically the after party for the Fetish and Fantasy Ball.
Yeah.
And here's what's kind of funny, because that's kind of what you go to if you don't really know what to go to. You know, you do the fetish event, you're going to see girls and, you know, whatever. And all, you're going to see, you know, that kind of thing. But it's a big corporate spectacle. We didn't go. It's $88 a ticket to go to the Fetish and Fantasy Ball. Was it the South Point this year? Mm. Forget it. We had 1,000 times the fun for $13 each.
I still want to try it, though.
I would, but...
We used to go to one in Los Angeles.
That was just a fetish ball. Yeah. That was a completely different thing.
So I would like to try this one eventually.
Maybe next year. But anyway, this was the after party to that for the people like that we knew, and it was just great. I don't know, we were there until
it closed.
Yeah, which you've never seen it. Well, the bar didn't actually close, but the club shut down. Yeah. Like, okay, we're not going to play any more music. You can sit here and drink all you want, but and I had stopped hours ago because I'm like, this was enough for me. But we were there at least until I thought it was funny. The next morning, woke up, like we need brunch. Like, we need something to cure this feeling. And I went on, I was checking Facebook, and I wrote something on there. I was like, my last check-in was at Scoundrels 7 hours ago. Like, wow, I'm already up, ready to go to breakfast? That's crazy. And I checked in when we first got there. So we went over to our favorite Sunday spot, which is Gardino's at the Palms, and had free margaritas and Mexican buffet. Not as good as Bonito Michoacan.
No.
But it's $16 a head and all the margaritas you can drink. So.
Not a bad deal.
Mm-mm. It's only Sunday. It's at the Palms. Good place. We did hear of a good deal at the Palms. Their buffet gives local discounts.
Oh, do you know how much it costs?
And she said $7 off, so I don't know what.
That's still good. Another locals deal.
Yeah, because we asked, is there any deals for locals? It's only $16. She said, no, but there is at the buffet, which is like, wow, way to sell me on the place next door, but we're going to go here anyway. Anyway, had a good time. Ended up over later that night at Stakeout, which is a neat little, if you like college bars, that's the place for you. Right across the street from the college.
Cheap drinks, lots of food.
Food's great. Pool tables upstairs. It is such a college bar. I'm bringing this up. We didn't really do much there, but the reason I bring it up is that just shows the diversity of this town. This is one of those things I really dig. That not only do we have the Mirage and Treasure Island and the Wynn and Encore and all that stuff, right? But we've got places like the Artifice, which is a little art district, crazy art thing with green jello playing and all this. And then we've got a college town, complete Squaresville.
All around Maryland.
Yeah, right on Maryland Parkway, right across from the college. You could literally be in any college town in America when you're in that place. All the food is like totally right out of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mandarin's is food. It's all, you know, the big, greasy stuff, and it's open all night. They're always playing a movie, you know, on all the screens. I bring it up to just show the diversity. It's a total college dive bar.
It's a great little spot.
It's called Stakeout. It's right next to Mustang Exchange, which is a really good clothing store that just lowered their prices.
Oh yeah, so Mustang Exchange, it's very similar to Buffalo Exchange, not the same company at all.
Right.
But they'll take your used clothing and then like resell it.
But they will only take the hip stuff. You could
say. Yeah, but they've got really cool stuff. I got a really nice orange and black little corset thing, and it's so cute.
Yep. No, it's really good.
And they just lowered their prices, it seems, because everything was very affordable now.
Yeah, it's funny. I like that whole college area. The college area of Las Vegas, like I said, it's really crazy. You could be at any college town. But the Strip is, what, a mile from there? It's only in Maryland.
Close.
Yeah. So it's another great weekend. We actually went to a bunch of parties, but, you know, what's the point of mentioning parties? They were great. But they were great. I mean, there's nothing. That'll be part of the stuff we leave out.
Yes. And that was our weekend.
That was our Halloween weekend. But that's enough of us. Let's hear from you in a little segment called Hey, Bartender.
And we're back.
And we're back. You know, I keep forgetting. We're drinking absinthe again.
Oh, you're just drinking 12 drops.
Times two, that's 24 drops.
Oh no, 24 drops.
You know, there wasn't much more in the drink last week.
Oh. This is a great cocktail. The best we've made.
This is that's really good. All right.
This is one you guys should definitely try.
Yeah. If you got the, actually, and we got an email from somebody that showed a picture of all the makings for last week's cocktail, which is also amazing. Yes. And if you've got that stuff, you can make this too. You just need some Cointreau. Lily Blanc. See, this is going to end up like the Strega and the
Stroh.
Or the Stroh 80. A lot of that weird, because it's like how many drinks? You'll end up having to find. This is what I kind of like about doing this. Now we have a bottle of that. We're going to have to figure out drinks to use that in.
It's also good for house guests. Because they don't know what to do with this stuff.
I know. That's the greatest thing. It's like house guests. If we left a good gin around, this thing would be gone in an afternoon.
Oh, yeah. They'd suck it up.
This? They don't know what to do with that. Like that'll last a year. So.
Do you think you might want to find better house guests?
I will. All right, you know.
Okay.
It could be family. Whatever.
Yeah, family.
Anybody want any Lily Blanc? What? Anybody want any gin? Yay! You know, it's a whole different thing.
Obscure liquors. Yep. Who knows? Okay. So I have one email this week. It's actually to you and kind of to Scott in a way, too. So, David, last few podcasts have been awesome.
Of course.
Just David, I guess.
Yeah, you've been off your game. You were phoning it in.
Yeah. Here's a thought. Please share with Scott. Hey, Scott. You need to get George Lopez, who was in town this week, to guest on golf and other four-letter words. Avid golfer, that's your hook. Then get him to do a Vegas theme on his show. He always talks about Las Vegas. Then have a pub crawl on his show highlighting Vegas Video Network and all the shows. Dream big, Rich.
Rich should be in charge of marketing.
I think so. Scott, do you have a response for that?
I would like Rich to give us a call. We have an opening for a marketing intern.
Hey, yeah.
No pay. But the work is hard.
Right. and we will not, and you'll be disrespected on an hourly basis.
Yes. And we'll pay you in small drops of alcohol.
There you go.
Come on.
Maybe absinthe.
A little drop will do you.
One drop of absinthe, and we want you to get George.
Right.
Thanks.
So, it doesn't happen here.
Thank you for that email.
But it does happen. No, wait. It doesn't happen in Las Vegas. It does happen here. In fact, it happens at Scoundrels. Absinthe is working.
Highlight reel for next year.
Yes.
Like David's kryptonite, absinthe.
That's not really my kryptonite. It's my red kryptonite, not my green kryptonite.
Okay.
Oh, it's my green kryptonite. I missed a pun. Anyway, it's last call. This is so good. It's so good. And I keep thinking there's fleas in it. And they keep like.
What?
There's fleas. And they keep jumping out and rubbing on my face.
Stop it.
They're like.
I think we've had a long weekend filled with absinthe.
They're little naked girl fleas. And they're rubbing their junk on me when I drink it. Like, oh.
Oh my
look
God.
At them all.
You know what? That's
That's the name of a band. Flea Junk.
Naked Girl Flea
Ladies
Junk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Flea Junk.
It's like Fifi the Flea. And they're just, it's like, I think, oh, there's little fleas.
Yeah.
And I keep, but it's not fleas. It's just, oh, that's, oh, that's so
it's
good.
Just love.
It's so good.
They're saying that the chat would like us to cut you off.
But you saw what I had. I've had not yet one drink. But you got to remember, there's three shots in this one cocktail. Well, in two, because we're splitting them. Again, in these little cocktail glasses. If you did this in a by yourself, that would be out of control. All right. So, this is how you find
wait
out.
A minute, wait a minute. Right. I just got to tell you how serious you look trying to explain this. You're like, I just want you to understand. Yeah. That this cocktail glass.
Yeah, don't take the, don't, yeah.
It's the cocktail glass's problem.
Right.
Not mine.
Right.
It's the cocktail it's glass. Just,
this happened last week. It's the absinthe. Next week's cocktail will not have absinthe in it.
Oh, I don't know about that. No.
Wait. I know it won't. Because, little announcement, we will have a special surprise guest next week.
Oh, yes. I will be not,
right.
I will not
and
be here
I know,
next week.
Actually, it's a show favorite.
Yes.
We'll be on the show.
It's not Rat.
No.
Sorry.
But he doesn't like absinthe, so it won't be. That will not be the deal.
No.
But
it's going to be Portland Dave, by the way.
Right,
so
right,
you guys can prepare yourself and get ready for the awesomeness that is Portland Dave.
Absolutely. In fact, we're prepping for the show this week, and we're going to go out and have an adventure. And boy, the adventure we have already planned.
I'm sharing half your adventure.
Yes, you are. Actually, all the adventure. You just won't be here to report on it. Hmm. Anywho, this is how you found out how to get, not get, knocked up, knocked out, thrown out, throw up, or thrown in jail in Las Vegas. That reminds me.
Good job.
There's a show, I think it's on, is it on Spike? It's called Jail.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It's, and their line goes through it, it's just jail. Most, or not most of it, there's a third of it is in Las Vegas. It seems they're always being like Tacoma, Las Vegas, and one of their plays.
You don't want to go to jail.
The Vegas jail, though, is always the best show. They shouldn't even bother with the other cities. Because the jail, the Vegas jail is always the funny one. It's always hookers and drunks, and it's never like, well, there's a couple bad eggs, but it's always the funner jail.
Do you want to go there?
No. And here, but no, this has nothing to do with jail.
Okay.
But there is something going on that you mentioned to me.
Uh-huh.
That BJ's Lounge.
Tip for the ladies.
Tip for the ladies. There are three BJ's in town by the airport.
Oh, well, there's more than three, but there's three BJ's lounges.
Especially if you watch Jail on Spike. There's a lot of BJ's going on.
I would call that a slow night.
Yeah.
There's only three going on.
But there's one by the airport, or actually it's right behind MGM. We reviewed that one. We loved it. There's a brand new one on Sunset and Arville, which is literally behind Mandalay Bay. It's a big, new, nice one. I don't know where the third one is. Who cares? The point is...
215.
Somewhere out, yeah, 215. Oh, yeah, way out, 215, the east one, right, or the west one, way out. And that's actually a really nice one, too. We were out there.
Yeah.
They're giving away breast augmentation.
Yes, there's a
drawing. Four of a kind. If you go there and you play video poker, now see, this is something that's Vegas only. Everybody has their four of a kind specials. You know, you go in, if you get four of a kind, you get to spin the wheel and do all this crazy stuff. Then you get entered in a drawing to win boobs.
Yes.
So I want to win them. I've already decided. I'm going to put them on my knees.
That's great, David.
That's where I'm going to put them.
So anyway, so you when you get a four of a kind.
I'm rubbing my knees. I would spend the whole show like that. I'm rubbing my new boobs.
Cut them off.
I don't got them yet. I'm just practicing.
So when you get a four of a kind, then you're entered into a drawing, which they do sometime in December.
Yeah, the end of December. So if you're in town and you go to BJ's Lounge,
you
went
never
four
know.
Of a kind. You might win boobs on your knees, or wherever you want to put them. So, but I think that's a great promotion. I think that's really interesting. They think that should have got a little more press, because that's kind of interesting. Now that's not saying that might not be a good boob job. Who knows?
I think it's.
What BJ stands for? Boob jobs.
Oh, that's true.
Boob jobs. Scott. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Malia.
BJ's is giving out. Oh, see.
All right.
Well, anywho.
That's all we got, folks.
I'm out of booze, so that's the end of that. And I'm not making another one of those.
No, so
Kill this thing. I'm not having another one of those things. That's one full one I've had, and that's enough.
Okay.
So anyway.
Thank you for joining us once again on Pub Crawl.
Yes.
Thank you to the live studio audience.
Yay!
Thank you, as always, to the chat room. Love you guys. Take it away, Dave.
Oh, iTunes. Remember, you can search audio and video. We're the highest rated. Also, Twitter. We're the LV Locals. Mm-hmm. The whole network is Vegas Video Network. What else we got?
We should end this with horns. Dun, da, da, da.
Let's see what else we got. Let's see. Twitter, iTunes, YouTube, KSHP 1400, 8 to 12, every Friday night. That's such a kick to turn it on. You hear the Vegas Video Network.
That's awesome.
It's such great. Check out all the other shows. I love them. We were watching another one of, I like this Mancini character.
He's pretty good.
Good. Well, we like to eat. In fact, everybody says, oh, you have a drinking show. It's a pub show. It's drinking and eating. And carrying on, as I'm doing right now. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
I can go on without anything? Okay.
Oh, wait. So see? Make sure to join us next week when we've got Portland Dave filling in for me.
Right. You will not be here. But in the meantime, Pub Crawl does urge you to drink responsibly. And remember, two things this time. One, if you're not drunk, this might not be funny. And two, we may leave stuff out, but we do not make stuff up. Until next week with our empty glasses. Cheers.
Cheers.